It's been a year since the first recreational marijuana stores opened in Massachusetts. On November 20th, 2018, thousands of people stood in lines for hours in a cold rain so they could, for the first time in almost a century in the eastern United States, legally purchase marijuana for non-medical use. At New England Treatment Access, or NETA, in Northampton, one of two cannabis stores that opened in the state that day, Mayor David Narkowitz was invited in at 8 a.m. to make the first purchase.
I'm proud that Northampton is playing a role in this historic day.
In the past year, NETA has paid millions to Northampton in taxes and fees. There's been an uptick in visitors to the city, and no major increase in crime or other negative issues, according to Narkowitz.
All in all, it's been really a strong economic driver, and they're also a really good community-minded business.
The marijuana store has paid $1.3 million in local sales taxes to Northampton through three fiscal quarters. Narkowitz said it is a significant amount toward the city's $100 million annual budget.
Anything that provides us revenue, that diversifies our local revenue, away from property taxes, that is all to the good in terms of being able to fund the city services and our schools and the other things that people rely on who live in the city.
Under the terms of its host community agreement with NETA, the store pays 3% of its annual gross revenues to Northampton as an impact fee. That money, $530,559 so far, is put in a special fund, according to Narkowitz.
And then our plan is to use them to be able to pay for mostly capital-type projects that deal with impacts like traffic, like parking, like pedestrian safety, and then any other associated impacts that may result.
Narkowitz said he expects the revenue will fall off somewhat as the retail marijuana industry grows in Massachusetts.
I do try to caution people and sort of temper expectations going forward.
There are currently 33 licensed recreational marijuana retailers in 32 communities. There are two stores in Pittsfield. The Cannabis Control Commission has issued provisional licenses to another 54 retailers that will be allowed to open after passing final inspections. The commission reported that the licensed stores did almost $394 million in gross sales in the last 12 months, for an average of more than $1 million in marijuana products sold each day. CCC Chairman Stephen Hoffman said in a statement, quote, "Marijuana retailers and consumers should be commended for participating in an extremely smooth rollout of the legal adult-use cannabis industry in Massachusetts for the first year," end quote. But all did not go completely smoothly in the first year. Some retailers dealt with persistent shortages of product. In September, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker declared a public health emergency and ordered a four-month moratorium on the sale of all vape products. Marijuana vape cartridges accounted for about 20% of all legal cannabis sales, according to an estimate from the Cannabis Control Commission. In Brookline, where NETA also operates a marijuana store, town meeting is considering proposals to allow customers to come only with an appointment and shorten the business hours because some neighbors have complained about an increase in traffic congestion, littering, and public consumption of marijuana. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.